Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Hello, friends. My name is Reverend John Reynolds, and I want to welcome you to First United Methodist Church of Brighton and Whitmore Lake. It's an honor to have you joining us for worship. And this Sunday, we conclude our sermon series about the Apostle Paul. We're going to be talking about his letter to the church in Rome, and we hope that it's a blessing to you as you gather for us for worship this day. If this is your first time worshiping with us, we'd love to have you visit our website. Reach out to us. Let us know that you've been joining us for worship online. Our website is www.brightonfumc.org. And we would love to have you let us know that you decided to make this your spiritual home. If you can, take a moment and share this service, because you never know if there might be folks within your social network that can benefit from the message and the music and the uplifting themes of this day. As we continue to worship together, we want to let you know that on our website, you can fill out a prayer card, and folks here at the church will be praying for you and lifting you and your prayer concern in prayer throughout the next week. As we continue to worship together this day, I hope that this service is an inspiration for you. Let us come and worship the Lord together. Amen.
First Church. I'm Liz Hoover. Please join me in the opening prayer. Lord Jesus, it's a great comfort to know that you will never leave us, no matter what. That's pretty amazing. It helps us to put one foot in front of the other each day when life is rough and we feel alone. Guide us through the storms and keep reminding us that we are always worthwhile in your eyes. In your name we pray. Amen.
I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me. Because you died and rose again. forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted, you were condemned. I'm alive and well, your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you. Forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted, you were condemned. I'm alive and well, your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love. Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you.
The scripture today is from Romans chapter 8, verses 31 to 39. What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not withhold his own son, but gave him up for all of us, will he not with him also give us everything else? Who will bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is it to condemn? It's Jesus Christ, who died, yes, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or evil or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, angels or rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Please join me in a word of prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Gather with us in this time of worship as we have heard the scripture. May it soak into our bones. May it soak into our bodies. May it fill us with life. Come, Holy Spirit, come. As we gather for worship, to hear songs, to pray together, to grow in our faith, come, Holy Spirit, come. Loving God, may the words of my mouth now, may the meditations of all of our hearts, may it be pleasing in your sight, God, you who are our rock, our Redeemer, our Comforter, our very source of strength and life. You, God, who love us always, speak to me and speak through me, that you may share the words that we should hear today. In Christ's name, amen. Well, church, I sometimes feel bad for my husband. My poor husband, Pastor John, he has been married to an expert worrier for several years now. I am an expert worrier. I shared with you last summer during one of our outdoor worship services that I'm pretty darn good at worrying. I have this magical superpower capacity that allows me to be one of the best worriers, I think, of the world at times. I kind of embrace this power, superpower of mine when I had kids. Becoming a parent opened the door for all sorts of things for me to worry about. Is he safe in his car seat? I asked when leaving the hospital when my son was born. Is she warm enough at night? I wondered when I would swaddle my daughter in the middle of the night. Did I put on enough sunscreen on the kids? I would question as they played in the backyard as toddlers. Or did I pack their life jackets since they can't swim and we're heading to the lake? I often ponder now that they are preschoolers. And are they getting enough fruits and vegetables? That's a constant worry of mine when we treat ourselves to takeout or when we get a slice of pizza. Poor Pastor John, my poor husband, he has been married to an excellent worry wart for several years now. When it comes to parenting, I can be a great worrier. But in all of the worries that parenthood might bring, I'll tell you one thing that I never doubt, one thing that I never worry about, one thing that I hold fast to, and I can say with 100% certainty, I never doubt God's love for us through Christ Jesus. Now, parenthood might bring its whole different set of uncertainties or worries, but I'm 100% certain that God's love for us never ends. Nothing we do can ever separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. This morning, as we wrap up our final week of our sermon series called Sincerely Paul, We're turning to Paul's letter to the Romans. This letter is 16 chapters long. It's Paul's longest epistle. The letter was probably written while he was in Corinth, probably around the year 55 or 57 AD. And this morning, as we've heard part of the scripture from Romans, we heard the middle part of Paul's letter, kind of the heart and the soul of Paul's main point as we listen to Romans 8, 31 through 39 from the NRSV translation this morning. But I often like to have us hear another translation of the scripture passage. I'm going to have us hear the Message translation to bring a slightly different vocabulary to the scripture, to help us hear it in a different way. And so I'd invite you to listen as I read it. And I'd invite you to pay attention to what jumps out to you. What word, what phrase catches your attention this morning as you hear it? What might God be speaking to you as you hear Paul's letter this morning? And then after I read the scripture this morning, for the rest of the week, the rest of your homework for this week is I invite you to read all of Romans, all 16 chapters. You know, do two chapters a day for about the next week and you'll be able to get that read. That's your homework assignment. Maybe about 10 minutes of homework reading a day. But now with an open heart, with a receptive heart, I would invite you to hear from the Message translation, Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 39. Hear now the word of God. So what do you think? With God on our side like this, how can we lose? If God didn't hesitate to put anything on the line for us, embracing our condition and exposing himself to the worst by sending his own son, is there anything else he wouldn't gladly or freely do for us? And who would dare tangle with God by messing with one of God's chosen? Who would dare even to point a finger? The one who died for us, who was raised to life for us, is in the presence of God at this very moment, sticking up for us. Do you think anyone is going to be able to drive a wedge between us and Christ's love for us? There's no way. Not trouble, not hard times, not hatred, not hunger, not homelessness, not bullying threats, not backstabbing, not even the worst sins listed in scripture. They kill us in cold blood because they hate you. They're sitting ducks. They pick us off one by one. None of this fazes us because Jesus loves us. I'm absolutely convinced that nothing, nothing living or dead, angelic or demonic, today or tomorrow, high or low, thinkable or unthinkable, absolutely nothing can get between us and God's love because of the way that Jesus, our Master, has embraced us. It's from the Message translation. When we read these words from Paul's letter to the Romans, it is good news for us today. Nothing can drive a wedge between us and Christ's love for us. Nothing, living or dead, angelic or demonic, today or tomorrow, high or low, thinkable or unthinkable, absolutely nothing can get between us and God's love because of the way that Jesus, our Master, has embraced us. You know, church, I may worry a lot about my kids at times, but I can say with 100% certainty that nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, and that is good news. Nothing can separate us from God's love. I mean, what does that mean? It means that nothing that we've said or done or failed to do is ever held against us. Every moment that we've screwed up, it can be forgiven. The chains that we feel wrapped around our wrists or our hands, they can be burst open and they can be released. We can let go. Our past choices, they're not held against us. Our worst moments, they're wiped clean. Our less than honorable actions or thoughts or deeds, they're forgiven. The very things that keep us up at night, the stuff that eats away at us, the guilt or the anxiety that we feel, it's forgiven. God loves us always. So those times that we failed to love God or love our neighbor, the times that we've chosen selfish or unjust ways of living, it's forgiven. And those moments we're not proud of, it's forgotten. The scoreboard isn't held against us. Our sins are cast aside and forgiven and exchanged for grace and love. There are no roadblocks to receiving God's love. I might worry about my kids at times, but nothing can separate us from God's love. What's this mean? It means that no one is separated from receiving God's love. It means that God loves everyone, that no one is outside of God's loving embrace, that no one is thought to be less than, that no one is marked as unlovable, that no one is prohibited from receiving God's love. That means that the person who is trying to get their life back together, who attends AA meetings several times a week and is taking life one day at a time, one moment at a time, is loved by God just as much as the high-paid, well-respected CEO that does have their life all together. It means that the middle school kid who's always getting picked last in gym class is loved just as much by God as the athletic kid who runs their mile in less than 6 minutes and is always first and is always the captain. It means the single parent who's picking up Happy Meals now for the third time this week, just trying to keep their schedule all together, is loved just as much as the stay-at-home parent who cooks exclusively organic, free-range meals for their children. And it means the LGBTQ teenager struggling to embrace their sexual orientation or their gender identity is loved by God just as much as the straight kid who lives next door down the street. Nothing can separate us from God's love. No one is outside of the loving embrace of God. You know, whereas humans place judgment upon who can or who cannot be loved by God, God loves everyone with this amazingly wild, free heart of compassion, and it's always outstretching and extending with wide open arms. Nothing can separate us from God's love. What does this mean? It means that in uncertain or anxious times, in moments when we feel like we're losing our way, that God's always with us, loving us through it, helping us navigate life, sticking by our side. We cannot be separated from God's love, therefore we cannot be separated from God. Even when we feel like we're losing our way, God is there. Nothing can separate us from God's love. What's it mean, church? It means that we do not earn God's love. We do not earn God's grace. It's freely given. It's a gift from Jesus Christ because of his life and his death and his resurrection. Therefore, we can stop trying to be perfect or stop trying to pretend we have it all together or stop trying to be someone that we're not. And that means that we're not loved because of what we do or how much we produce, but We don't earn God's love. It's a free gift. A gift without price. Church, when we hear Paul's words this morning in the book of Romans, in the letter, we can receive it with amazing joy. Verse 38, he says, "For I'm convinced that neither death nor life nor angels nor rulers nor things present nor things to come nor powers nor heights nor depth nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus." And so we can receive that with great joy and great hope, because if we find yourselves in a position this morning, if you find yourself in a position this morning as you're worshiping online and you're wondering whether your the choices you've made in life or your past mistakes or your faults or your failures or your sins are forgiven, know that God does forgive you and loves you. Or if you're worshiping today and you find yourself in a position and you're doubting if you are worthy of receiving God's love, know that God loves you abundantly. And if you find yourself in an anxious or an uncertain time, in a moment where you feel like you're losing your way, know that God is right there with you, church, helping you through and loving you through it. God has not separated God's self from you. God's there. Even in the hardest of moments, God's there. And church, if you find yourself questioning if you've done enough or achieved enough or if you're perfect enough or if you've earned God's love, know that it doesn't work that way. God loves you simply for who you are, not for what you do, not for the job title you hold or the title you held before you retired. Not God loves you not because of how much you produce. So church, release the burdens. Let go of the anxious worries. Know that God loves you. And know that nothing can separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus. That's good news. Very good news. So in all the times that I worry about my kids, in those moments, let us remember and embrace with 100% certainty, we're loved by God, embraced by God, surrounded in forgiveness in those times that we've messed up. For nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Greetings. As we enter into a time of prayer, I'm grateful that Jesus Christ opened this line of communication for us directly with God. I'm also grateful for the prayers of my now 5-year-old granddaughter and the lessons that she gives me. God created us. God loves us. God gives us everything. Please join me now in an attitude of prayer. Great and glorious God, you created us, you love us, and you give us everything. Your patience is beyond our comprehension as you wait for us to trust in you. Help us trust you, delight you, and put our hope in your unwavering, unfailing love. Remind us that ignoring Jesus' teachings indicates conceit and lack of understanding. It is far too easy for us to forget your gracious hand enriching us and strengthening us. Forgive us when vanity and deceit make us believe in ourselves for your blessings. Paul was convinced that nothing could separate us from your love in Jesus Christ. You began the good work in us, and you will finally finish it when Christ returns. Thank you for being with us through difficult times, hard times, and troubled times. You work for the good of those who love you and are called according to your purpose. Your mercy offers hope to those who come with humility and genuine repentance. Your love is so great that you wait patiently for sinful, prideful people to come back. Give us the humble attitude Christ had in looking to the interests and worth of others, so we treat others with the same respect and common courtesy as Jesus exhibited. Lord, if we humble ourselves, you will care for us and rescue us from the clutches of sin. James and Peter remind us to humble ourselves before you, and you will honor us. Eve was tempted in the garden, and Jesus was tempted by Satan in the desert. Give us strength to fight temptations for pleasure, things, and pride in achievements. Thank you for giving us a nation born of truths, understood to be of clear understanding, that our Creator endows everyone with certain rights incapable of being surrendered. Heavenly Father, be merciful with your fallen people as you hear our prayers. In unison, we recite the prayer Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Friends, thank you so much for worshiping us with us this day. There are so many ways that we can respond to God's abundant generosity and love in our lives, and one of them is through the giving of our tithes and our offerings. We'd like to invite you to visit our website, www.brightonfumc.org, where you can give online. We would love to have you make a contribution through our online platform. It's easy, just go to the Give tab, and then there's a Give Online option within that webpage. In addition to that, you can also text to give, which all the information is available for that online. If this is your first Sunday with us, please feel no obligation to give. Your presence is a gift, and we're grateful that you decided to make this your spiritual home this Sunday morning. Thanks be to God.
Blind. There's no one like you. stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against?
Church, it's been great to be with you in worship. And as we wrap up our worship time together, as we conclude our time of praising God together, I would invite you to go forth as disciples. Go forth as disciples in this world, ready to be change makers, ready to remind people that they are forever loved by God just for who they are, the amazing creation that God made them to be. As we go forth from this time of worship, may we hold tight to Paul's words, those words in Romans, that nothing can ever separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Go forth, church, this day to love, to serve the Lord. Go forth with hope. Go forth with joy. Go forth embracing the great love that God has for you. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You are invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week. Thank you.
Thank you.